Renee Sorrentino here, back with another episode of the Freethinkers Emergence Podcast. Today, I'm addressing this question of how long does it take to succeed, and I've been contemplating my past decisions a lot lately, especially today, which it makes perfect sense that I'm finally recording this episode. I planned out weeks ago, and I have been thinking about all the shitty things I've done in my life and how they've turned the current situation I'm in into what it is. Like when I've no longer have certain cars, I no longer have certain people in my life, I have the diet I have, and like I have the habits I have. Like I went and bottled water at the spring today, and I was just like, damn, like it's crazy how like I learned this from one person and now like I've showed it to so many people. And it's just like you keep stacking wins and you have like little successes in life, but that doesn't mean like the big picture is like coming in together as well as I thought it would. So like when I move it further out and like look at like 3M's coaching and the whole like how it started as fitness and nutrition coaching like back in December of 2022, and then I started working turned it into the mindset and mentality and mindfulness coaching and started working on the course in like the end of April, beginning of May of 2023. And it's like literally like we're coming up on a year. I've been working on this course and I'm only done the first third of the script. And I actually feel really good about the first third of the script. So I have to re-record that entire first like part. And I'm this like really feeling kind of down. At the same time, I'm looking at how I can be positive about seeing how far I've come. There's an example of a bamboo tree that really resonates with me, and I try to use this to help me in like times like this, because I know like things don't happen overnight, and I have been thinking and working towards like bigger goals since I was basically 19 years old when I like came up with the idea for this company for therapeutics using psilocybin. And I like want to finish my degree at some point, and right now I'm working on sales and working on this other company, knowing that this company will help me build a foundation for myself while I go like finish school. I'll like release this course, and the goal is to get all this done. Now, the timeline is like completely unknown. That's the idea for me, is like there's no way for me to actually know how long it's going to take, because unless I talk to someone who's done like something similar, I can't get an idea. And even if someone's done something really similar and I'm following the same steps, something completely different might become my outcome, as there is always going to be new variables introduced to every person. No one's path is the exact same. And with that being said, you're always going to be running into your own like problems, and you're going to have to come up with your own solutions. And those solutions are going to lead you down a path, and every choice you make brings you to different paths. And that's exactly why the whole thing about me starting a podcast with me reflecting was like really valuable to me, as I've been thinking about, oh, how did I get into this position in the first place where I'm no longer in college and I'm working on this course with the company and like the mindset and mentality and the Freethinkers Emergence program, and now I'm working at Tully focusing on sales. I'm still a product specialist there, and I just help people get like acquainted with their vehicle after they purchase it, and it's just becoming knowledgeable of the product and helping people feel like they know how they use their car to its maximum potential. And I really am thinking like, oh, how long is it going to take to get the sales? My goal is to get there by like June, July. And I have seen other people get there in like a month. And I've heard other people take like over a year to get there. And I just was not sure how long it's going to take me. And now I'm like, what's the timeline? Like, there's all these different people who have gone down the similar path, but it's taken different times. And you realize that, like, you can't really compare yourself to someone else because you're going to learn at a different rate. You're going to feel comfortable at a different rate. And you just kind of have to go off your experience and what you feel comfortable doing. And at some point, you have to take these leaps and, like, move into, like, new areas of life, like, focus on new things. That's where, like, when I went into sales from working on my degree, that was a big leap for me. And at some point, I'm going to go back and focus on that degree so I can finish my my certificate for psychedelic therapies. And it's just a whole, like, it's a big loop where I'm, like, trying to build social skills and communicative skills while also having the foundation that is, like, the quote-unquote necessary degree for someone who wants to partake in that field of, like, treatment. And it is all one of these things where, like, I just have to take my time and do it right so, like, I don't, like, screw it up. And that's the hardest thing to realize is, like, you can't rush anything in life. You can't rush a process. You can't rush relationships. You can't rush anything. If a system works, it's going to work. And you just have to move through the process and actually find a way to enjoy it. And that's been the hardest thing for me to do lately is, like, enjoying this process because I have a vision and I'm working on my dreams and I'm building every day or almost every day what I really care about, including becoming a expert, like, in communication, but having a company that is helping people with controlling their mind so they have control over their life. That's really important to me, and I feel the podcast is supposed to help with that as well. And it's all this about taking your time and understanding that things happen in time. Like, you're never going to get something good overnight, and you have to stop comparing yourself to people who somehow they get lucky or they're in the right place at the right time while they're also preparing at all times for that opportunity where you never know when that opportunity is going to come to you for you to really make that, like, leap into, like, what you would think is success for yourself, where every person's always defining their own version of success in everything they do, whether it's relationships, like, career-minded, or this in personal excellence in some way. It's like you obtaining a degree from a college is no different than someone getting a promotion in a job that they this, like, you know, started working fresh out of high school and then they got promoted. It's like you're learning and you're growing and you're being recognized for your growth. And that's the goal, is, like, to be recognized not only from other people, but to recognize it in yourself. Because once you understand and can see what you know and what you don't know, to, like, be consciously, like, incompetent is, like, a big step where, like, you naturally know what you don't know, so you know what to study, so you know how to become better. If you don't even know what you don't know, or you don't know what is necessary, then how can you, like, become better? It's actually impossible at that point. You're, like, now you're this, like, stuck in, like, a death trap at that point. And the idea of, like, going back to health and, like, living as long as possible, longevity, it's like, if you don't understand your body and how to make it stay alive, then how can you possibly know how to, like, build anything else? Like, eventually, you're gonna face death, and you're either gonna fight it off and, like, win with life, or you're gonna lose, and you're gonna lose life, and death will overtake you. And it's just like, it's that's the battle. That's the real battle. It's light and dark. And it's how long does it take to actually win at life? Like, how long does it take to, like, be healthy, have a great career, have a great family, or, like, relationships with the people around you? Everything. It all just takes that time and, like, patience where you have to focus on what you want for the outcome, as in the vision, and then you have to work on that vision through like making each part like of the vision like into a dream, and then like you just work on these dreams and you build them until the vision becomes your reality. And once that vision becomes your reality, I guess that's what I really define as success for myself, and I think it's a pretty good definition for success for anyone. And yeah, that's basically where I'm going to end it. Thank you for listening. My name is Nate Sarantino, and this was the Freethinkers Emergence Podcast.